We've talked about where we are with mechanical harvesting and abscission, and really tried to make sure everybody understood how long it's taken for the industries to, many industries, really move from a very traditional type of harvesting to a more modern concept of harvesting. And we certainly have the technology. We have the engineered technology. We have the kind of chemistry we need to make these transitions. And so we're trying to kind of set the stage so they understand that that's where we are. That's why we've looked at how things have been harvested traditionally and how we can now harvest them in with much greater efficiency and at much lower cost and with much less complication from labor going from less skilled jobs to more highly skilled jobs.
And the part that CMNP plays in this?
Abscission plays a major role with mechanical harvesting in citrus and potentially can with many other crops because there are a series of obstacles that we run into, and specifically in citrus we run into problems with late season Valencia and having a current crop and a new crop on the same tree, and getting in there and being able to remove the current crop without impacting next year's crop. And we're certainly working our way through that and learning to understand it, and we feel confident that we're going to be able to overcome that obstacle. We've also had issues with tree health because of what's happened with greening over the last several years and the debilitation of trees. But at this stage, we're seeing much greater tree health than we had previously in many cases with the advent of nutritional programs and other horticultural practices that have helped the general health and vigor of groves. So we're quite encouraged with being able to work with trees as they exist now and not see the kind of damage that we saw previously.
From mechanical harvesting.
From mechanical harvesting that was reported by some people from mechanical harvesting. So abscission is simply going to reduce the amount of force going into these trees. And generally, a mechanical harvester without abscission is going to be running at about 260 cycles per minute. And what we're seeing that we can do, and you can generally get similar amounts of fruit off. You'll still get more with abscission, but when you start to hit the tree that hard, you get similar amounts of fruit off, but you get a whole lot more problem with debris and a whole lot more problem with tree damage. So what our objective is really to get the amount of force going into the tree down considerably to the 220 or even 180 range. And that's much, much softer and easier on the tree. So when we do that, we eliminate the debris issue, and we significantly minimize any question about tree damage. And from the work that's been done by Jim Syverston over the years, a good healthy grove behind mechanical harvesting will do fine. So, but we need to have that healthy grove, and we need to have the amount of force we're putting into the tree down as much as we can reduce it. But having done that, you know, we get 10, 15, 20% reduction or increase in removal versus just regular mechanical harvesting.
And, of course, the big question has been for years, when will we have CMNP as an abscission chemical? Update us on where we're at now and when you think we'll be there.
We expect to have the abscission agent, a decision from EPA on the abscission agent, in February of 2013. And we have no reason to believe right now that we should get anything but a positive conclusion from EPA, but that's their decision, and that is in their hands. We are working with them closely. They have plenty of questions along the way that they want answered, and certain additional studies and work that they've asked for. So we, AgriSource, continues to work on that, but we will hear more here in the next several months as we get closer to February. We're going to start to hear more and more from EPA, and as we do that, we'll have a better sense of what they're thinking and where they are. But right now, we've had nothing come back from them that would indicate that they have a problem with this registration. But there's still a lot that I'm sure they're pouring through and deciding about.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.